Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee delivered the welcome remarks yesterday at the 37th annual meeting of New England governors and Eastern Canadian premiers. This year's conference is focused on renewable energy. Chafee's office says discussions will include hydropower and encouraging cross-border cooperation in the event of an emergency. Chafee says he sees the gathering as an opportunity to forge a regional and international coalition that could make the East Coast more energy efficient and more competitive in attracting business investment. Wednesday marks the 12th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in America. The day will be observed with a solemn ceremony at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has a preview.
The ceremony will honor 11 fallen Naval War College students and alumni who were killed on September 11, 2001. It will feature a wreath-laying ceremony and music from the Navy Band. Speakers will include U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel William Besterman, who participated in search and rescue efforts following the 9/11 attacks. In addition, the late Frank Hansen will be recognized for helping to build a Patriots Memorial at Naval Station Newport. The monument includes a section of limestone removed from the damaged portion of the Pentagon. Hansen, a local Rhode Islander who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, passed away in July. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In Central Falls, Mayor James DiOso will run unopposed in a bid for re-election. The Providence Journal reports the deadline for mayoral candidates passed on Friday in Central Falls, with no one filing paperwork. DiOso says he plans to campaign just the same as if he faced opposition. The 28-year-old won election last year as Central Falls began to emerge from bankruptcy. DiOso is the first Latino mayor in Central Falls, and he's been sticking with a plan to restore fiscal solvency to the city, despite opposition from some longstanding members of the Central Falls City Council. Those members do not appear to be seeking re-election. Most of the candidates for the 7-person city council are running unopposed. And Stephen Gostkowski hit a 35-yard field goal with 5 seconds left to send the New England Patriots to a season-opening win yesterday over the Buffalo Bills. The final score, 23-21. Tom Brady set up the defensive score by leading a 49-yard 12-play drive, during which he twice completed passes to convert third downs. It was Brady's 36th career victory, where the Patriots were tied or trailed during the fourth quarter. Elsewhere in sports, the Red Sox lost their final game against the Yankees 4-3, and Jacoby Ellsbury is out with a broken right foot. The team says they hope he will return before the end of the regular season. The Tampa Bay Rays beat Seattle yesterday 4-1, but they're still 7.5 games behind Boston in the AL East. The Paw Sox beat Rochester 3-0, and the Revolution lost to the Montreal Impact, final score there 4-2.
Whatever you think of his governorship or policies, Chafee's decision to drop out of the race passes the torch to a new generation of Rhode Island politicians. Unless you live in a yurt or have totally abandoned following state government, you've probably heard of Angel Taveras, Gina Raimondo, or Alan Fung. You may not know all that much about these three elected officials, all of whom are in their 40s and relative newcomers to the bruising sport that is Rhode Island politics. Soon enough, though, you'll be seeing a lot more of these state house aspirants. It's likely that Mayors Fung and Taveras and General Treasurer Raimondo will all announce their candidacies for governor before the turkey is pulled from the oven on Thanksgiving Day. They all need to become better known around the state, and Democrat Taveras and Republican Fung both have some serious catching up to do on the quest for campaign cash that Raimondo has so far dominated. On the Democratic side, a primary between Raimondo and Taveras, two of the state's most promising leaders, will be a demographic and gender Donnybrook. While the voter pool favors Taveras, it doesn't give him much of a boost over the energetic Raimondo, who has proven in her short career to be one of the state's most aggressive campaign fundraisers. Horse race polling a year before a primary measures very little except name recognition. Both Raimondo and Taveras carry strong job approval numbers into the gubernatorial cycle. Whatever the pundits and polls assert, a Raimondo-Taveras race at this point is unpredictable. There are similarities. Both candidates are bright, hard-working Harvard University grads who attended elite law schools. They're both serving their first term in any elected office. Victory would shatter Rhode Island political precedent. Raimondo would be the first woman elected governor. Tavares would be the first governor of Hispanic ancestry. Both hailed from modest families, in sharp relief to such well-born Yankees as Chafee and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. Call this the Ocean State version of the hedgehog, who knows one big thing, and the fox, who knows many things. That's because their jobs diverge. Raimondo rules a realm that historically has been a dozy backwater of state government. But in her first year in office, she championed a historic state pension overhaul that cut benefits for state employees and public school teachers, winning plaudits from many Rhode Island voters and a business community that had lobbied for such a change without success for a generation. Tavares arguably has a more time-consuming and difficult job presiding over the fractious politics of New England's second-largest city. He inherited a budget awash in red ink and was able to win concessions and pension givebacks after tough negotiations with the unions representing city workers, teachers, cops, and firefighters. The makeup of a Democratic primary favors Tavares. Most Democratic primaries are low turnout affairs dominated by Providence and a few inner suburbs. About 30% of the votes hail from Providence, Pawtucket, and Central Falls, where a new generation of Hispanic voters are gaining traction. Then there's money, the mother's milk of politics. Raimondo, sitting on more than $2 million, has a huge advantage over Tavares, who has less than $1 million. As a woman candidate, she's likely to get even more support from national groups such as Emily's List, which vacuums up money for female candidates who support abortion rights. Money isn't everything in politics, but it's a lot of things. It's difficult to see a Tavares path to victory if he gets outspent by 2 or 3 to 1. Then there's Republican Fung, the popular Cranston mayor who has faced many of the same challenges as Tavares in dealing with complicated budget problems and pension obligations. A lawyer, he has a similar background as Tavares, an up-from-the-bootstraps son of immigrants. Rhode Island being Rhode Island, Tavares and Fung know each other well. They were classmates at Providence's classical high school. In national politics, Rhode Island is cobalt blue. No Republican presidential candidate has carried the state since Ronald Reagan's 1984 landslide. Yet no Democrat has won a governor's race since 1992. Over the years, Democrats have had bitter primaries that split the party, and that's resulted in GOP victories. Fung could be the next Republican to benefit from a Democratic rift. If he could persuade his friend Scott Avedisian, the well-regarded Warwick mayor, to join his team and run for lieutenant governor, the vote-rich cities of Cranston and Warwick would give that ticket a solid foundation. The other aspirant is Ken Block, founder of the Moderate Party and an unsuccessful 2010 candidate. The question is, can he evolve from Gadfly, who got less than 7% of the vote last time out, into a serious alternative this time? Raimondo, Fung, and Tavares will all offer new ideas for a state wallowing in a battered economy. Over the next year, Rhode Islanders will have the chance to get to know them and make their choices. Let's hope the campaign will focus on issues rather than the nasty thrust and parry that too often limbs politics from the White House to the State House.